number 119 from March 2016, Greener Grass. It was late in the fall and the grass in the pasture was getting pretty short. It was almost time for the cows and calves to take a ride in the big trailer to their winter home. In fact, the trailer was coming to pick them up the very next day. But the next morning, as I was doing my walking in the dark just before dawn, I heard the sound of a calf bellowing repeatedly. I thought it was odd for that time of the day, and I found out later that day what the problem was. That calf had noticed that the grass really was greener on the other side of the fence and had pushed her way through the barbed wire in some spot and was now eating grass in my neighbor's backyard. The neighbors and I tried to push that calf back through the woods to the fence so that she could find her way back through and join her mother, but we had no success. She would walk along the fence, but could not find the way back in. We finally had to resort to cutting the fence and then backing the trailer up to the hole in the fence and letting the cow out to call to her calf. This worked, and the calf came through the hole in the fence to her mother. Then we drove them to the corral and loaded them up. It was a lot of messing around for one wayward calf. If she could have only resisted temptation for one more day, they would have been gone. But that's not the way it usually goes in the cattle business. And that's not the way it goes in a lot of other things either. That wayward calf reminds me a lot of me and other people I know in our relationship to God. We see the grass as greener on the other side of the fence, and we push through God's law to the other side. Then when we realize that we are lost, and that is never not where we want to be, we can't seem to find our way back. We wander back and forth, bellowing about this and that, but can't seem to make things better on our own. That is when God backs up the trailer, so to speak, of his love, and his Spirit calls us back to himself. We don't ever seem to find our way to God. He always has to come and find us. We can be as lost can be, but we are never out of the range of God's love. He comes to us again and again, in word and sacrament. He sends the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, wake us up, and enfold us in his arms of love. He sends us other people sometimes to speak the words that we need to hear and give the comfort that we need to feel. Now, I know that the phrase Jesus the Good Cowboy doesn't have the same ring as Jesus the Good Shepherd, but having watched that lost calf, it still means a lot to me.